Dalit, and we could put him on we're in the middle of Ois Vov, the paragraph says Ulchia Hakoyach Hamedame. We're in the middle of that paragraph where it's Nimsa Shemenagin Biyad Ala Klizem. In our Likud Imran, it's page 145, the left-hand column, the right-hand column, the bottom line on the page. In this chapter on Likud Imran, Rabbi Nizal spoke about a few concepts so far. He spoke about Zikoran Dalmadosi, Olam Haba. He spoke about the Ramozim, the hints that Hashem sends a person every single day, showing the person how Hashem wants them to come close to Him, and that those Ramozim symbolize the feet of Hashem in this world, Kaviyachol. And Rabbi Nizal spoke about Ra'ayin and Toivayin, how in order for a person to be zoichet to this Zikaron Nikdusha, the person has to be a Toivayin. He made the connections between that Ula Zikaron Beineinecha, that the whole power of Zikaron Nikdusha is dependent on the eyes. And Rabbi Nizal also mentioned the term Koyach HaMedame, related to the eyes. Then when we talk about Ra'ayin and Toivayin, there is a concept of Koyach HaMedame, which plays tricks, in a sense, on a person's eyes, where a person thinks they're seeing clearly, and they're not. And Rabbi Nizal said that this Koyach HaMedame tries to attach itself particularly to people that learn Halacha, Pi Shoyne Halachos, because they do certain creation. And this Koyach HaMedame represents something that's unfinished. It symbolizes the klipos, which were created on Friday, in a sense, as ruchos without bodies. And Hashem didn't finish them before Shabbos came. And these unfinished beings seek out to connect to people that learn halacha, so that when those people make mistakes in medame, in comparing things to each other, they're able to draw yunika. This tumah is able to draw its sustenance. Then finally, Rabbi Nizal went on to speak about the fact that in order to be machnia, this koyach hamedame, you need the yad, the hand. And Rabbi Nizal spoke a little bit about the concept of ruach toiva and ruach ro, about atzvus versus simcha, about ruach nevuah, and how in general, whenever a prophet would get prophecy, it would be by first achieving a certain high in simcha, which came about through music, through negina. And this is pretty much where we're up to right now. Nimtza al yidei shemenagin biyad ala kli zemer. Therefore, when a person plays music on a musical instrument, al yidei ze mevarer haruach toivo min haruach ro, the person selects out the good ruach from the bad ruach. We mentioned this earlier, the concept of playing music involving a choice of notes. Which notes, musical notes, you're choosing to play, and which ones you're skipping over, you're leaving aside, which is a concept of birur of ruach toiva from ruach ro. Shezeo bechinas ruach nevuah kanal. This ruach toiva corresponds to the ruach of nevuah. Prophecy is also called a ruach, a certain spirit. V'chol ze hu bechinas hachnuas hamedame, sheu bechinas ruach ro, ruach shtus. All of this music and this prophecy represents suppressing the koyach hamedame, the ruach ro, the ruach shtus, sheroitze lifgoim ulevalvel es bechinas haruach toivo ruach nevuah, which is always looking to spoil and to mess up the ruach toivo, the ruach nevuah. Vehu nichna v'nizbatel al yidei hasimcho habo al yidei hamenagin v'yad kanal. And this ruach ro, which is synonymous with ruach shtus, which is medame, in order to be machniyet, you need simcha, which comes from the musician that plays. Now Rabbi Nizal explains, ki ikar hizgabrus hamedame hu al yidei atzvus. The main time when the main thing that opens a door to allow this medame to take over a person and to rule a person, to have a person under its control, where the person is not able to see things properly, but rather they see it in this fantasy way, in an incorrect way, is as a result of atzvus, when a person is depressed, unhappy. Ki hamedame hu bechinas atzvus ruach, ruach necheya, ruach ro. Because this concept of koyach hamedame represents depression, a weak spirit, a bad spirit. Which messes up and confuses the ruach toivo, the ruach of prophecy, which is the concept of zikoron dikdusha, being able to remember real clearly what you're supposed to remember. Bechinas la'ad beko machshavto bi'alma d'osi. The ultimate thing that a person would want to remember is to remember our final purpose, our ultimate purpose in this world, which is olam haba. V'alkein ein yecholen lekabel ruach nevuah ruach hakodesh kiim al yedei simcha. That's why we find that it was never possible to receive prophecy without simcha, shehu bechinas menagen biyad, which is brought about through playing music with the hand, kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, v'hoyo kenagen hamenagen v'tehi olav yad Hashem. That it was when the musician played with his musical instrument, the hand of Hashem was upon him. Meaning there was a prophecy that was shown, but it's called the hand of Hashem. This prophecy, this ruach tofu, ruach nevuah, is attached to this yad that plays the musical instrument, by which a person draws the yad Hashem upon them, which is a concept of simcha. Bechinas v'nagein biyodoi v'toivloch, as it says by Shaul HaMelech when he was depressed, that they'll bring a musician for you and he'll play with his hand and it'll be good for you. We see constant emphasis on the negina and the yodayim. This is connected to the story in Sipurei Maisis, the story of the seven betlers, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about seven great tzaddikim, or seven facets of the tzaddik emes, the multifaceted diamond. And one aspect of him was that he appeared to be without hands. And that concept of being without hands, Rabbeinu Zal describes in that story, refers to the fact that he has the most powerful hands. His 10 fingers have the ability. It's the opposite. It says by Yosef HaTzadik that when he was tested with Potiphar's wife, he was able to pass the test 99%, but in a sense he couldn't contain himself completely, so that the tipois zera came out from his 10 fingers. There were droplets that came out from his 10 fingers. And it's for this reason that this is one of the few differences between Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash says in one place that there's a pasuk in Chumash, Eile toildois Yaakov, Yosef. These are the happenings of Yaakov and Yosef. And the Medrash learns out from that if you follow the lives of these two tzaddikim, there are many, many things that occurred in each one's identical to the other one. One minor little difference is that Yaakov Avinu had 12 sons and Yosef HaTzadik had 2 sons. What happened to the other 10? The answer is the other 10 were released in these 10 droplets that came out from the hands of Yosef HaTzadik. On one hand, based on his madrega, this was considered a type of pigam. On the other hand, it was an incredible success that he held back from being poigam in bris in the regular way, in the normal way. So here, Rabbeinu Zal tells the story over there about the betler who had the power with his hands to shoot arrows and to withdraw an arrow that had been shot, arrows with 10 different types of poisons. And this betler had a power in his hands to be able to withdraw, to have the antidote to all of these 10 kinds of poisons. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Asura Mina Negina, the 10 types of song, which are the antidote, which correspond to the 10 types of pulses, which give a person the whole beat of the beat of life that's going on inside a person, which is the opposite of death, depression, and ruach necheya, or ruach shtus, all of these things we're talking about here. This is the koyach of the yodayim. In other words, here Rabbeinu Zal is calling it the yodayim. We find this term, Yad Hashem, used tens of times, or maybe hundreds of times, in the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that story, describes the total picture of what this concept of the Yad Hashem is, or the koyach of a tzaddik with his yodayim, with his hands. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh hamenagen tzorer sheyihye yoideya nagen kanal." The person that's playing music has to know the music well. Where do we see this term that the menagen has to be yoideya nagen? The Zohar HaKadosh says that we say on Rosh Hashanah, "Ashrei ha'om yoidei serua." Fortunate is the nation that knows the blast of the shofar. What kind of knowing? Why does it say "Ashrei ha'om"? Toike Srua. Fortunate is a nation that blows the Trua. What's Yoidei? So the Zohar HaKadosh gives a few pshatim on it. One pshat is that the word Yoidei, Yud Vav Dalet Ayin Yud, is Bigimatria 100. And that's the remez in the Torah for the 100 sounds of the shofar that are blown, the 100 different koilos of the shofar that are blown. But another reason is because this koil ha-shofar, this music, the 10 types of song, correspond to the 10th sphera, which is chokhmah, the das, the moyach, the purity of the moyach. So here Rabbein Ezra makes a statement, v'zeh ha-menagein tzorech sheyiyeh yoideh ha-nagein, gam tzorech sheyiyeh ha-kli b'shleimus. Besides the musician's knowledge of music, the instrument has to be 100%. Kidei shelo teitze kol haruach ha-mu'urav toivora be-basachas. So that he should be, so that the wind, the musical notes, shouldn't all go out together, but rather he should have the ability to select and suppress certain notes and only allow certain wind to go out, only allow the wind to go out from certain parts of the instrument and not from others. Therefore, you need these two things. He's got to know, the musician has to know his music, plus the keli has to be bishleimus. Kidei sheyuchal levarer ulechaven hanigun bishleimus koroi, so that he should be able to select and control the music properly. Shehu bechinas ma shemevarer haruach toivo, shehu bechinas simcha, bechinas ruach nevuah, min ha'atzvus ruach shehu ruach ruah. This is the ability to separate the ruach toivo, which is synonymous with simcha, from the ruach ruah, which is synonymous with atzvus. Ki kishein hakeli sholem, oi shein yodea nagin, vein yodea lalois, valere biyodei levar haruach toivim ruach ruah. Because if the keli is incomplete, if it's defective in any way, or the musician doesn't know how to go up and down the keyboard properly to select those notes specifically that he needs, all of them are about him. The pasuk says, "Kol ruchoi yoytzi ksil," that a fool releases all of his ruach. He's not able to have that ability to select the ruach toivo from the ruach ra. There is this selection that's needed. Dahainu shemoytzi kol haruach bebasachas. He gives forth all the ruach in one shot. Vazai bevadai ein nivne hanigin. And then the melody is certainly not built up, is not completed. Ki ikar ni'imus hanigun nase al yedei birur haruach. Because the main sweetness of a melody is brought about as a result of selecting the ruach. Shehu ho'avir, which is the air, shemishom hakoil, from which the sound comes from. In other words, being able to select the sound waves and choose which ones come and which ones are suppressed. Ki yadua lechachmei hanagina, as is known to those who have knowledge of music. Hainu sheikar bechinas hanigun hu al yidei birur haruach toiv ha-menu ruach ra. The main concept of music is dependent upon a separating of the ruach toiva from the ruach ra. This is a very important concept that's stressed in many chapters in Likud Imran in different formats, different variations of this. We had this today in Likud Alochas, for example. Rav Nosson Zal speaks about Mo'irei Oer and Mo'irei Yesh, fire and light. Light represents good, fire represents bad, supposedly. But Rav Nosson Zal explained it's not really true. In the Mo'irei Yesh itself, there is also toiv. There's a toiv there also, and you have to be able to and because the Mo'irei Yesh originates from Mo'irei Oer, up in heaven in the source, it's all one. When it comes down below, because of the fact that the Mo'irei Yesh has some ra in it, so the tumah is able to cling to it more. But Rav Nosson Zal explained in the halacha Nikut halacha Silchas Matona halacha Gimel that we were learning, Rav Nosson Zal explained that therefore the main tikkun is to be able to select from the Mo'irei Yesh, to select the good from the bad and do an extraction on it, and then when the good goes up, when the good of the Mo'irei Yesh goes up and is nichlal in the Mo'irei Oer, that's mission accomplished. And he explained that's the concept of Havdolah that you make on Saturday night. You make Havdolah on Yesh. Why Havdolah on Yesh? Because Havdolah is Yesh. It's within Yesh, which has good and bad in it, that by making the Havdolah there, by being able to separate the good from the bad and elevate the good, that's called Shleimus. That's Tikkun Ho'ilam. Rabbeinu Zal explains it in Likutei Moharan also about Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, that you have the Chumash, which is in the Hebrew language, and you have the Targum, which is in Aramaic. The Chumash alone is great and wonderful, but it's not the accomplishment. The accomplishment is when you're able to take targum, which is something which is good and bad. On one hand, it's a language of the goyim. On the other hand, it's an intermediary between the languages of the goyim and Lashon Kodesh. And when you're able to take targum and elevate it, be mesaken it, that's shlemus in the world. Rav Nosson speaks about klipas noiga. You have the three klipos roes and the klipas noiga. The noiga is good and bad mixed together. When you're able to take the noiga and make a tikkun for it, that's when things are great. Or when we talk about lahavdol, the Jews and lahavdol, the goyim. The Jews represent good, the goyim represent bad, the Jews represent oyer, the goyim represent eish. But again, the main tikkun is when we're able to select out from among the goyim the good ones there and bring them into the kedusha, that's when the tikkun is complete. Proof is that Moshiach, who represents the epitome of tikkun ha'olam, is going to come from them. It's the fact that we were able to be mevarer, the toy from the ra, be able to take Rus HaMoavia out of there. That's the whole tikkun. Here also, he's talking about the koyach hanagina. What makes music so powerful and so effective and so holy is the fact that music involves this selection between ruach toiv and ruach ra. And when you're able to do the extraction of the toiv from the ra and elevate it, that's big tikkun. Go ahead, I'm listening.
What was the, I did seem to get the connection between the need for remez for the 100 shofar, for the 100 sounds of the shofar. Why did we need a remez?
There's no place in the Chumash where it says anything other than blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Usikaten. How do we know? The Gemara learns out that the fact that it says the word trua three times over there teaches us that there are three different sounds of the shofar. A tkia, and a shvorim and a trua. Then the Gemara starts. Then the Gemara says, but we're not sure which is really the shvorim, which is the trua. So it ends up being nine shots. And the Gemara gradually builds up to a point where we're up to 30 because of different doubts. And then there's 30 before and 30 after, and somehow you get up to the number 100. And most people think that the way that we get to 100 is because we're not sure about this, and we're not sure about that, and we're not sure about everything else. And the Zohar Kodesh says, how silly are those people who think that the reason why we blow 100 sounds is simply because of doubt. Baloney doubt. The 100th is a very specific number because 100 represents the shlemus of the totality of the full spectrum of music. Because there are 10 types of song, asora mina negina, corresponding to the 10 fingers. Each one of the 10 has in it all the others, so that it ends up being 10 times 10, which is 100. And that represents shleimus, shebishleimus hanegino. That represents hamtokas hadin. That represents what we're talking about here. We say in the Lamnatseah, before we blow shofar, zamru lelikim zameru, zamru, you know, maskil, zamru maskil, yoidea nagin. You understand that concept? Okay, so Rabbi Nizal says here, going back a drop, hainu she'ikr b'chinas hanigun hu al yidei biru haruach toiv min haruach ro. The main concept of nigun, of music, is by being able to select the ruach toiv of the ruach ra, ukshayoitze kol haruach bevasachas, whereas when all the ruach goes out in one shot, yoitze kemoi shumur of toiv ra, it's going out good and bad mixed together, vazai ein nivna hanigun vasimcha, then there's no music and there's no happiness. That doesn't bring forth any happiness. Ve'ein nichne ha-medame, and the medame is not subdued in any way. V'zeh bechinas, this is where the pasuk says, teitzei ruchoi yoshuv la'atmosoi, that if a person releases the ruach improperly, meaning he releases it all, yoshuv la'atmosoi, la'atmosoi haino bechinas medame. The word admosoi, adomo, is similar to adame, koyach ha-medame. Haino, kishayotze kol haruach, when a person releases all the ruach in one shot, when a person pushes all the buttons on the musical instrument in one shot, azai choizer v'shovel hamedame, then that's not tikkun hamedame, but that's rather falling into medame again. Ki loy nichna hamedame, the medame is not subdued, me'achar she'in yochol lelakeit ulevarer haruach toivo, because of the fact that the person is not able to select the ruach toivo, v'yoytze kol haruach hama'urav toivo ra, and all the ruach is released as one mumbo jumbo with good and bad together. Aval kishiyesh loy bechinas yad hanal hamalakeit umavarer bechinas ruach toivah min ruach ro. Whereas, if a person is zeichet to have the gift of this hand, and the hand knows how to play music, and it knows exactly which notes to hit and which notes to skip over, and thereby it selects out the good notes from the bad notes, azai machnia hamedame. Then the medame is subdued. Bebechinas uveyad hanavim adame. There's a pasuk that says that through the hands of the prophets adame, there'll be this tikkun for the koyach hamedame. Ki ikar bechinas hanavuah umebechinas yad hanal, because the main concept of prophecy comes from this yad. Shemavarer haruach toivah min haruach ra, which selects out the ruach toivah from the ruach ra. Vaydeze machniah medame shubechinas ruach haro hamaurav beruach toivah, and that gives the person the ability to be machniah the ruach ra, which is initially mixed in with the ruach ra. It starts out being mixed together, and he's got to make this extraction and tikkun for the toiv. V'zeh shekosu. Now Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Mishlei which sums up all of this. There's a pasuk that says, Mi olo shamayim v'yorad. Who is there that went up to heaven and came down successfully? Meaning like Moshe Rabbeinu. Mi osaf ruach b'chofnov. Who gathered together the wind or the spirit with his hands? Mi tzorar mayim b'simla. Who gathered water in his cloak? Mi hekim kol af seoretz. And who established all ends of the world, all corners of the earth? Rabbeinu Zal explains, Mi olo shomayim v'yorad. Who is the one who went up to heaven and came back down? Ze bechinas hamenagen. This refers to the concept of a musician. Ki ze hamenagen hu oile v'yoreid benegina. Because in music, you're constantly going up and down. You have to move up and down the strings of the musical instrument according to the notes that you're desiring to use to put together for the melody. In order to gather together the right notes that are putting together the melody that you want. This is why the pasuk says, who gathered together the ruach with his hands? Bechofnov mamish shehem hayodayim. This refers to the hands. Kishom shoresh haruach hanal. Because it's in the hands that you have the origin of this concept of ruach. We mentioned earlier the pasuk biyodcho afkid ruchi, that we say to Hashem every night that we're giving our spirit over into Hashem's hands. There's a very important connection between the Yodayim and this Ruach, the concept of measuring the pulse in a person from the hand specifically, because it seems that the hand has in it this vibrance of life. We always say that he built it with his own two hands. The hands represent in a certain way the most constructive part of the person, the part that's bringing things out into lemaisa of what a person thinks and says. She'ikar b'chinas haruach hu b'yodayim, because the main concept of ruach is found in the hands. She'shom pigdoinos haruchos kanal. That's where the ruchos are stored. V'zeh mi tzorar mayim b'simla. This is why the pasuk also says, who gather together the water in their cloak? Mayim b'chinas leiv. Water represents the heart of a Jew, the heart. K'mo she'kosuv shivchi kamayim libech. Spill out your hearts like water. Pour out your hearts like water before Hashem. Hainu, shal yidei ze shemalake toruach, through the fact that a person selects the proper ruach and builds this special song, hu tzoyrer mayim besimlo. He gathers together water in a cloak, sheshoymer halev shelo yishloi tolov hamedame. What this means is he covers up the heart and protects the heart that the medame should not be able to bring about a misas halev, like we spoke about earlier. This kind of a death in the heart, chas v'shalom. V'zeh, this is why the pasuk finishes by saying, mi hekim kol af seoretz. Who is it that established all ends of the earth? Shai dezeh, hu mekim bechinas raglin hamelubosh bozeh ho'ilam. by doing all the things we spoke about here, through this tikkun hanegina, a person is zeichet to bring about, to establish the feet of Hashem kaviyachol, which are hidden in this world. We mentioned earlier a pasuk, v'ha'oretz hadoim ragloi. The earth, the world, is the footstool of Hashem. Footstool meaning it holds the feet. Kaviyachol, in this world, the feet of Hashem show themselves, we said, in all the hints that a person gives to a person throughout the day, in all the hints that Hashem gives a person throughout the day, trying to show him how he wants, how Hashem wants the person to come close to him. Afsei zebechinas raglin. This term afsei oretz, afsei refers to the feet. Kemoshekosuv vayavireni me afosim. He passed me through me raglayim. The word afosim is used to refer to the feet. Kalyadei nigun bayad hanal. Because through a person playing music with the hands, ayidei ze nichna hamedame. That's how he's machnia this medame. Medame, we said, means this unclear vision. Vazai zoichel zikoron anal. And then the person is zoichel to what's called zikoron dikdusha. Shehu bechinas ma sheyodea lohovin kol haremozim sheyesh b'chol dovar sheboilom. This means that this Jew has the ability to read all the hints that Hashem is giving them in all different things in the world that the person comes into contact with. All kinds of people and places and things and events that the person comes into contact with, through which Hashem is speaking to the person and trying to be mekar of him. Shehem bechinas chiyu selukus. All of these items represent heavenly life. Bechinas raglei hakdusha hamelubosim b'chol advarim shaboilam kanal. They represent the feet of holiness, in a sense, the lowest madrega of holiness, which is hidden in everything in this world. Vesehu mi hekim kol afseoretz. Who is the one who establishes all the afseoretz? Shemale umekim bechinas ragli hakidusha hamelubosin bozeh hoilam kanal. This person elevates and establishes the feet of kedusha that are hidden in this world. Kaviyochol, this way that Hashem is hiding Himself in things in the world and speaking to a person indirectly. Now Rabbein Zal is going to show how many of the concepts that we spoke about so far are found in the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Because this shir, we said, was given on Shabbos Chanukah, when we typically read Parshas Miketz about the dream of Paroi. V'zehu, this is where the Pasuk says, Vayhi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim. It was at the end of 2 years that Yosef HaTzadik was in prison. Uparoi choylem, Paroi had a dream, etc. Shnosayim yomim hu bechinas moitziei dibo. The term 2 years is a remez to people who speak lashon hara. Hanemar bohem, about whom the pasuk says yoim lashono, yoim lashono. That when Hashem punished the meraglim, the ones that spoke lashon hara against Eretz Yisrael, the decree was a day, a year for a day, a year for a day, Hashem said. Hashem repeated it twice. That for every day that they spent on that mission of checking out Eretz Yisrael and bringing back this bad report, those 40 days, they were punished for 40 years of wandering through the desert. So the fact that it says Lashona there twice, that's this, and Yoim twice, that's this Shnosayim Yomim. That refers to the concept of speaking lashon hara. Hanemar bem yom lashon shal yodom niskalkel v'nifgam bechinas avod ikdusha. We learned earlier in this Torah Likutim Ran that it says there's a pasuk that says moitzi dibo hu ksil. A person who speaks lashon hara is a fool, and as a result of his foolishness, he falls into all kinds of silly taivos, liking foolish things instead of really loving and liking what's important. So Rabbein Zal says here that this is the Moitzei Dibo, Hanemar Shal Yodom Niskalkel V'Nifkam Bechinas Avadik Dusha. Through them there becomes spoiled and defective the holy Ahavo Shehu Bechinas V'Komatz HaKoyen, which is referred to by the Pasuk V'Komatz HaKoyen. Koyen, we always say, represents Chesed, Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Din, the Komatz HaKohen. The word V'komatz HaKohen refers to the highest level of Kiddusha and Ahavo, which is called Keser in a sense, because it's brought that each one of the vowels in the Hebrew alphabet, Pasach, Segoil, Cholam, Chirik, all correspond to the different Midos of Hashem. For example, Pasach corresponds to Chochmah, because the word Pasach means open. Chochmah is the first sphera where the light of Hashem opens up to us. Whereas the sphera above it, Keser, which is called closed, it represents a level of light that's closed to us, that's hidden from us. Nistar, the Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah that are hidden, Keser is called Komatz, the Nakud of Komatz, because the Kohen made the Kmitza, the act of taking a Kmitza, the Mincha, involved scooping up a little bit of flour with your three middle fingers and shuffling off from the end any excess flour, and only taking that part that's concealed, that's hidden within the three middle fingers, and bringing that as a sacrifice. That's called the Kmitza, bringing that as a sacrifice on the Mizbeach. So this term Komitz means hidden. It refers to Keser. It refers to the highest type of Ahava Dikdusha, which is associated with Kohen. So now Rabbi Nezal says, as a result of speaking Lashon Hara, what happens is the Ahavah D'Kedusha, which is called Komatz, becomes spoiled. V'zeh miketz, shehu b'chinas pegam ha-komatz. The word miketz is the same letters as the word komatz, but messed up, out of order, implying that the komatz, the kmitza, the Ahavah D'Kedusha, has become messed up. As a result of shnosayim yomim, as a result of Lashon Hara. Uparoi choyleim hainu koyach medame. We learned earlier that dreaming is a form of medame. That's when fantasy land takes over and the person sees things differently from reality. Paroi, we said, the word tafriu means levatel. When a person's in a state of batola, when they're doing nothing, they're sitting around dreaming. That's when this medame takes over. Vihine oimed al hayoyer, we say, and Paroi found himself standing on the river. The Rabbein Zal says, hayoyer ze pishoin. The river that goes through Egypt is called pishoin. Hainu bechinas pishoin halochos. We learned earlier that refers to the ones that learn halocha. Shemizgaber aleim koyach hamedame kanal, where this koyach hamedame tries especially to work against them. Since in order for a rabbi to paskin halacha, he has to employ this medame, he has to employ his ability to liken one item to the other, to compare things that look different to a degree. As a result of that, the sotan tries to pervert that and get the person to fall into bad medame, where the person starts comparing Taivas Rois to Ahavah D'Kedusha. Person starts comparing his love for food and other things like that, the base type of Ahavos, to Ahavah D'Kedusha, to the types of love and Ahavah that Hashem wants us to have for things of real importance and holiness. And then it says, V'hinei min hayoyer hainu she'al yo'er. And then from the river, there came forth seven fat cows and seven skinny cows, and the seven skinny cows ate up the seven fat ones. Hainu she'al yodom bo sheva shnei soiva v'sheva shnei rov. As a result of this koyach hamedame, this leads to good and bad, being mixed, the concept of good and bad. Hainu toiv ora, v'hora mezgaber v'goiver ala toiv. And the Ra strengthens itself and tries to take over the Toiv. Bebechinas v'loi noida ki bo el kirbena. As it says that the skinny cows swallowed up the fat ones, and then they became invisible. Then the skinny cows became skinny again, and the good was lost completely. It looked as if it was totally gobbled up. V'tikunoi, what was the tikun for all of this? What was the tikun for the dream of Paroi? Hu Yosef, it's Yosef Hatzadik. The Bechinas Osaf Elohim es Cherposi. Because the Pasuk says one of the reasons why his mother gave him the name Yosef is because Hashem gathered in her shame. Rachel Imenu's shame, that now she has a child also. Shehu Mamtik es Horo. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who sweetens the din, the ra. Shehu Bechinas Horo'ov, which is the famine. Bebechinas Asher Lo Sikhu Oid Cherpas Ro'ov Bagoyim. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel where it says the Jews will no longer have the shame of the famine of the nations. So we see cherpa and rov go together. V'hu b'chinas osaf ruchi. The pasuk also uses the term Yosef le'esof regarding ruach. B'chinas ish asher ruach le'kimboi, which is the title that's used about tzaddikim. They're ones who have the ruach le'kim inside of them. This is why the pasuk says about Yosef HaTzadik, v'Yosef yoshis yodoi aleinecho, that Yosef HaTzadik will extend his hand on your eye. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who has this yad, this proper yad, which brings about the tikkun for the ayin, for the ra ayin, making it a toiv ayin. Shal yidei hayad, Nishmar ho'ayin mikoyach hamedame kanal. Because through a person being zeichet to the yad, which we said was the keli, which is able to separate ruach toy from ruach ra, that gives the person's eye a shmira, a protection from koyach hamedame. Because koyach hamedame is also toy vora. So to the extent that a person is zeichet with his hands to have this gift of music, the gift of simcha, the koyach in miyodayim, to be able to separate the toy from the ra, that'll give the person's eye also the ability not to be fooled by medame, which is toivora, but rather to be zeichet to the ulazikoroim beinei necha, to be zeichet to zikorin diktusha. Now, you want to ask something?
Go ahead. These rock and roll stars, they're making music, and they're bringing people to simcha, but they're leading them in wrong directions. I mean, it's a form of simcha. These kids get happy.
The question is that these rock and roll singers who make music and make people happy, what's the story there? The answer is, you have to know that for every item in this world of Kiddusha, there's an equal, opposite item of Tumah. Simcha is an item of Kiddusha. There's a Tumah version of it, which is called Schoik v'Kalus Roish. It's a little takeoff on simcha. It's happiness also, but it's an ugly kind of happiness that leads to sin, that leads to pegam abris and those things. It's called schoik v'kalos roish, which it says in Pirkei Avos, a person should stay away from, like from fire, because it leads to erva. I once told over that the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh says that Esav had two wives. One wife was Basmas, and the other wife was Mocholas Bas Yishmoel. And the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh explains that these two wives represent the two extreme poles of klipa, of tumah. There's one klipa that's called Lil, the koyach of tumah that's called Lamed Yud Tov, that angel, we pronounce it Lith, you know, that angel, which is Miloshin Yalola. The word Yalola means wailing, depression. That's one form of Soton, which is the opposite of, let's say, Anova Digdusha, or Lev Nishbor, where a person has humbleness, a person is not feeling depressed, but rather humble, broken-hearted, which is a noble quality. On the other extreme, the opposite of Lil is this klipa called Mocholas Bas Yishmoel. Mocholas is Miloshin Mecholos. Mecholos means dancing, the kind of rikudim that take place at a wedding. That kind of dancing is called mecholos, besupim ubemecholos. Esav has both of these also. Esav has a lil, and Esav has a mochlas. There's a simcha by Esav also, but it's a little tiny bit different from the simcha of Kedusha. That tiny bit is the difference between life and death, literally, between good and bad. Because look at the results. Our simcha, the singing at a kosher wedding, at a Jewish wedding, leads to a holy union. It leads to purity. It leads to a shlemus. And their kind of singing leads to drunkenness. It leads to drugs. It leads to brawls. What happens? What's the climax of the concert? They break through the barricades and 400 people get trampled to death and 60 people die. And then the people who are smoking the funny cigarettes and taking the drugs and everything, all of that comes as a result of this wonderful simcha. Nothing wonderful about it. It's the exact opposite of simcha dekdusha. So again, they have simcha also, but their simcha is death. It's literally the opposite. You understand? Go ahead.
You mentioned before about nevuah brought through negina and
right.
Music. When you think of Kabbalah Satara, which was the highest level of nevuah that Klal Yisrael experienced.
Correct.
The Kish Shofar that was the
Negina
for them at that period
of course.
Time.
Of course. Koil Shofar
Chazak Noid. And what was the Makkah for the Expos of Yahusha?
It's brought in the Medrash, I believe, and also brought especially in the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisvei Arizal.
Medrash Kodesh as well.
I'm almost sure. Yeah, via Faizu Zroya Yodov. I think even Rashi and Chumash brings it, if I'm not mistaken. In the brachos that Yaakov Vinu gave to Yosef HaTzadik, Bechor Shoreh, I'm sorry, I think it's in the Zois HaBrocha, where Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about Yosef HaTzadik over there. He uses that term, via Faizu Zroya Yodov, and Rashi Kodesh says, the Zera that came forth from the Yodayim, that concept. Now, Rabbein Azal concludes this chapter on Likut Imran with two of the most important concepts in Yiddishkeit in Breslov Hasidus, which he uses as a way of weaving together. Till now, he was talking sort of abstract. Now he's going to zero in on exactly Lemaisa, what he's talking about, which Avoida is there of a Breslov Chosid that brings all of this together. V'zeh Bechinas, this is the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ezgero niginosi baloilo im levovi osicho vayechapes ruchi. Dovar HaMelech says, I remember my song at night. Ezgero also means I arouse, in a sense, my song at night. I speak with my heart and I seek out my ruach. I seek out my spirit of Kiddusha that's inside of me. What is this talking about? Rabbein Azal explains now. She'oz hu pigdoinois haruchos. Nighttime is the time when the ruchos are given over to Hashem. They're placed in the right place. Bechinas biyodcho afkid ruchi. The last sentence that a Jew says before going to sleep is, I'm giving over my ruach into the Yad Hashem, where it's going to get its tikkun. Hainu, Rabbein Azal explains, Azai hazman lekabetz haruach toivo mitoich haruach ro. The optimum time of the entire 24 hours in a day, the optimum time for a Jew to be zechut to have the ability to do this selection of good from bad is bedafka at night. Hainu she'oz ikra hazman shel ha'hispoiridus. That's the main time for a person to be speaking privately to Hashem, lehisboided beinoy levein koinoy, to be alone with Hashem, ulefareish sichos elef Hashem isborach, to pour out his heart to Hashem, losuach im levovoy, for the person to speak with his heart, not with his mouth. His heart is speaking, not bisfosov chibduni veliboy rochach mimeni, lip service, that the mouth is moving, but the heart is elsewhere. Nighttime is the optimum time where the heart can connect with the mouth. And the words, this sicha should be coming from the lave. Dahainu ulechape soruach toiva. And the person should have the ability to seek out the ruach toiva inside of him and bring it forth. Dahainu hanekudos toivos sheesh boyadayin. This refers to the nekudos toivos that are inside, that are still inside the person. Levararom mitoich haruach ro, to be able to extract them and select them from among the ruach ra. Sheze bechinas migananal. That's the song that we spoke about earlier. The concept of putting together a melody by choosing which notes to include in it and which notes to exclude. Dahainu shaydeze nishmar hazikoroim. This is the main protection for zikoron nikdusha, for the person to be able to remember and think of what he has to. Dahainu shaydeze zoichel lizkor tachlisoi hoachroin loylam habo. This is what gives a person the strongest ability to think of their real future, their ultimate future, which is Olam Haba. V'lachshoiv tomid al soifoi. And for the person not to get sidetracked throughout the day, but to always be thinking about his future. Ulad bekomach shaftei bal medosi tomid. And to constantly be plugged in to Olam Haba. Not to get involved in the foolishness and silliness of this world, but rather where his whole life is geared towards that future. Shekol zehu bechina zikorna. Now, this is all included in the term zikorn nekdusha that Rabbein Azal used earlier. Vezehu, this is what it means when Dovra Melech says, Ezgero neginosi baloilo im levovi o sicho vayechapes ruchi. Rabbein Azal writes, im tedaktek b'mikra zeh, if you'll analyze this pasuk carefully, timtso shebechol hamiloi so'ele, you'll see that in every single one of these words, Bechulam mevoyar kol inyan anal is explained in all of them exactly everything we spoke about so far. Ezgaro zebechinas hazikorin kanal. The word ezgaro refers to the topic of zikorin nigdusha that we spoke about. Shetzrichin lizkor tomed bialmadosi. A Jew has to remember always Olam Haba. Remember where he came from. Sure, right now you find yourself in this circus called Olam Hazeh. But remember that this isn't where you come from. You come from a very holy place. You come from the Kisei HaKovod of Hashem. You come from a place called Almadosi Olam Haba, and your goal is to get back up there. V'zeh b'chinas niginosi. This is why the term nigun is mentioned. Dahainu b'chinas hanigun anal, shu b'chinas birur hatoiv min arak anal. This is what we spoke about earlier, that the way that a person is zeichet to zikor and nigdusha is the same way as the way you make a song. You have to be able to select good from bad. A Jew, by being sent into this world where there's bechira, there's good and bad, and the person is forced to choose good from bad, that's how the person gets to the true zikor and nekdusha. The more a person passes their individual tests of bechira, where they're forced to choose the good from the bad, the more that person rises to higher and higher levels of zikor and nekdusha. Because Rabbein Azal says that one of the things that gives a Jew the ability to be zeichet to zikor and nekdusha is singing, listening to the right kind of music. That'll lift a person out of this yo-yo physical world and lift a person up into that next world, that higher place.
If a Jew wants to protect his zikor and nekdusha, if he wants to make sure that he maintains this ability not to get zapped, not to get pulled down into the silliness and foolishness of this world, but rather to remain at all times plugged into that zikor and nekdusha of Olam Haba, the key is simcha, the key is negina. That type of song, that'll prevent a person from falling into the atzvus, from putting on the cement shoes that keep a person locked into this olam hazeh, all the difficulties of olam hazeh. Ki ikar birur haruach toiva hu balayla, because the main birur of ruach toiva from ruach ra takes place bedafke at night. She'oz hu pigdoino saruchos kanal. That's when there is this biyodoi afkid ruchi. The Zohar Kodesh brings that every single night, some of the action that takes place in heaven is that at Chatzos, the Shekhinah goes downstairs, Kavyochel, into the place of Tumah, and spends major time making Birurim there, selecting out those sparks of Kedusha that are ready to be pulled out, taken out from among the Tumah, and extracting them and bringing them back up to the Kedusha, elevating them up to the Kedusha. So therefore, because that's what the Shekhinah is involved in at night, so too Rabbein Azal's showing here that a Jew inside himself, if a Jew who has Toivora, who has Mitzvos and Averos, and he wants to make a Seder inside of himself, because when the whole thing is mush, when it's all mixed up, you can't really make any sense of it, you can't use it to get yourself on the right path. But at night, when it's all quiet, when everybody's sleeping, and it's all quiet, and a person has the chance to have a true Yishuv Adas, then that's when a person has the ability to separate the Toiv from the Ra inside of himself, and to make this Birur of the Toiv, and be able to be to arouse the Toiv inside of him, and be able to lift it up. lift it up and bring it as a sacrifice, in a sense, for Hashem. V'zehu im levovi osicha. This is why David HaMelech uses this wording, I speak with my heart. K'alidei b'chinas nigun v'simchanal, because through singing and simcha, a'idei zeh nishmar halev mikoyach hamedame kanal. That's what protects the person's heart from koyach hamedame. We learned many times that the simcha and atzvus are in the heart. There's a pasuk in Chumash by the Mabul, v'yis'atzev eliboy, that Hashem was depressed, kaviyochel, Hashem got depressed, what he saw, what was going on, v'yis'atzev eliboy, the atzvus, the ruach, rose in the heart. There's another pasuk, nosato simcha belibi, that the simcha is in the heart. The more a Jew succeeds at arousing simcha, he's able to make this birur of toiv ora, of toiv from ra. V'yoz yochoel lishboich liboy kamayim lifnei Hashem. And that's when the person has the best opportunity to pour out their heart before Hashem like water. Shezeu b'chinas mi tzorar mayim besimla. Who gather together this water in their cloak. B'chinas shifchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem. This is the concept of a person spilling out his guts like water before Hashem, pouring out his heart like water before Hashem. V'zehu im levovi osicho v'yechapes ruchi. This is where the pasuk said, David HaMelech says, I speak with my heart, and I search for my ruach. Shaydeze nisoirin losuach im levovoi mitachlisoi hanitzchi loyim haba. Through all of this, through this simcha, and through this negina, a person is zoiche to have the ability to speak to his own heart, to speak to himself about the tachlis, about Olam Haba, where on one hand he's speaking to Hashem in his spodidus, and in effect his ears are hearing his own words, and he's arousing himself also. Ulechapes, ulevakesh, limtsoi hanekudos toivois, and to search and find the nekudos toivois, bebechinas haruach toivo shebekirboi, which means the ruach toiv that's inside of him, to be able to return to Hashem through this process. Ki ikar hatshuva hu lahachnia haruach ro ulevara tuach haruach toivo ki yedua. Because the main success in tshuva is when a person is zoiche to select out, to recognize the toiv ra, and to be able to select it, separate the toiv from the ra, and be able to be male the toiv. And now Rabbi Nezal is going to go on to say the climax, v'zeh b'chinas kima b'chatzois laila. This is the whole concept of getting up at midnight. And he goes on to explain a little bit about David HaMelech. Which time? Do we have 5 minutes or not? Ki kinoir hoyotolui l'mala mimitosei shel David. Because the Gemara says that there was a musical instrument hanging over the bed of David HaMelech. V'kivan shigia chatzois lailo hoyomenagin me'elov. And at chatzois, the wind would start blowing in a certain direction, and this instrument, this musical instrument, would play by itself. Meaning, haynu shebechatzois lailo oz nisoira bechinas hanigin degdusho hanimshach mikino shel David. It's at midnight that this power of song is activated and turned on, which comes from the harp of David HaMelech, who's called the Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael. He's the chief singer of Klal Yisrael, Sefer Tehillim. Shehu bechinas biro haruach toivo, which represents the selection of the ruach toiv. V'alkein oz hazman lehizgaber b'avoydes Hashem. Therefore, that's the optimum time for a person to arouse himself to serve Hashem. Lokum oz lasek b'avoydes Hashem, to get up and to do davening and learning. Lefarish sichos elfon v'isporach, especially to speak to Hashem, to have his spodidus at that time. Ki oz ikar habirur al yidei b'chinas nigun b'klianal. Because we say that music is the birur of ruach toiva from ruach ra. At chatzois is when this kino, when all of this music, this orchestra gets turned on. Shehu b'chinas kinor shel David, shemenaginos kanal. V'hovein heitev dvorim elu lemaisa. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand what's being said here very seriously, to do this lemaisa. There are tzaddikim that do this 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There are smaller tzaddikim that do it 364 days a year. And each one of us has to be able to find what his connection to this is. If a person can do it once a week or once a month, each person on their level, Rabbeinu Zal points out here that this is one of the highest forms of Avodas Hashem.